Breakup is coming, and the annual opening of Alaskan waters is just around the corner. Although the Susitna River is still covered in snow and ice, signs of change are everywhere. The proposed Susitna-Watonna hydroelectric dam would change the way the river behaves. By releasing water during winter months for electric generation, the now quiet environment would have fluctuating water levels year-round, disrupting the normal freeze-up processes. Most people think it's unlikely that the river would freeze at all, meaning a dramatic change to the ecosystem. Beginning last year, a whole slew of studies began that will last through 2014 in an attempt to quantify what will change in the ecosystem and how much. Based on the outcome of some 58 studies, the Alaska legislature will have to decide if the benefits of electric generation outweigh the toll on the environment. Mike Wood has been assisting scientists with their research of the river and its wintertime environment. He started in the fall as studies were being established and the data collection that lasts through the winter. Wood has lived along the river for more than a decade, and his knowledge of the Susitna in summer and winter has given him a unique perspective.
Because I've spent time on the river summer and winter, I think I was hired more for naturalist observations than I was for much else. And then throughout the winter, the studies we've been doing, a lot of it's just been picking safe routes up the river and providing kind of a safety net for the research that's going to begin this year, or that they started this year and will begin all next winter.
Traveling by boat or snow machine, Wood has helped scientists place instruments in the river that capture data that will provide insights into the river's ecology. At one study site, 25 miles north of Talkeetna, Wood helped install instruments that log temperatures, register currents, measure sediment load, and take pictures from the surface cover every hour. He's getting a close-up view of how some of the studies are being conducted.
The whole thing has been pretty cool, traveling with the scientists, because not only I work for groundwater people, but we've been taking out a lot of people that are studying the fish, like the aquatic life, and it's been great because it brings you to places that you didn't expect, you know, and you're hunting for fish that are only 3 inches long or smaller, and it's been great. I mean, we're finding a lot of fish everywhere. Probably not enormous amounts in any one place, but the sum total of what this river has to provide in these little secret spots is pretty cool.
The study site contains a slough that stays open almost all year due to upwelling groundwater. It was here, Wood says, scientists found a kind of nursery for Chinook minnows. It was just one example of myriad unique features that are influenced by seasonal changes in water level. The circumstances surrounding the slough as prime habitat seem to me to be unpredictable, but Wood gained insights in how it all came together while working with the scientists.
Right. There's a lot of places, like last fall, a lot of the fish got pushed into areas that are inaccessible otherwise. What will happen this year during breakup is the flooding will take the fish that got pushed during the fall flood out of these areas where they were able to thrive throughout the winter and put them back in the main channels. And it's really important for this flooding process, is even though as inconvenient as it can be for us humans, it's important for the ecosystem in order for the fish to get into these areas, overwinter, and then leave.
The conditions that influenced the way the river froze last year were different from years prior, and future freeze-up conditions are likely to be equally unpredictable. The studies which were began last winter and will continue into next year propose to identify and quantify the process. But even after 10 years, Wood says knowing what the river will do next is still at times a guessing game.
I don't think it's easy for me to say only after a decade what happens here, and it's a pretty small impression, really, if you only have about 2 years' worth of knowledge under your belt. Although I've really admired how these scientists have come in and they really study things really closely, you know. But I think one of the important things, everybody has their little thing they're studying, and I think it's important to also step back and look at the big picture. And I think a lot of people are having an opportunity to see the big picture when they're out here. And even though they show up with kind of a micro scale of what they want to do, suddenly things begin to make sense on a larger level.
The traffic on the river and surrounding areas will increase dramatically as summer field season begins, with studies taking place along the length of the Susitna. While 2 years may seem like a short amount of time to gather a tremendous amount of information, it will nevertheless make the Susitna one of the most studied rivers in Alaska. For KTNA, I'm Lorian Nettleton.